Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's lay it down, boys. Here's what we got going on. The Steelers have, what, about $9 million in cap space. Le'Veon Bell's going to need $12 to $15 million, pretty much. They've got unrestricted free agents, Le'Veon Bell being one, Arthur Motes, Sean Spence, Hubbard, Ridley, Damna Collars, Justin Hunter. You can forget about a lot of those guys. Finney's already in, so you could forget about the linemen. Justin Hunter, that might depend. They might have to give him a contract, though, depending on Eli Rogers' health. I mean, honestly, unless you want to draft somebody and bring him in, or unless you got another receiver. And not for a lot of money, I'm just saying. Inside linebacker, you're probably going to get rid of Arthur Motes, and he's probably going to test the open market. So what I'm getting at is Le'Veon Bell is the balance of all of this. You're probably going to have to cut all of these guys and get rid of them. Doesn't that then come all the way back to what we said from the very beginning? You better get it right in the draft at inside linebacker. Signing Le'Veon Bell, I don't want to say it seems like a formality, but to a lot of people it seems like that's going to get done one way or the other. Whether you franchise him or you sign him long term, he'll be a Steeler next year. Most people think he's not going to retire. This really puts the onus on the scouts, on the people who are drafting and developing, on the people who need to find someone. Someone who just played a game in college is probably going to play a lot of reps for the Steelers at inside linebacker, flanked by a guy at outside linebacker who just came off his rookie season in Watt.
And also, someone in the second round or third round has a shot to be your safety. To me, that's just way too much to ask. Kevin Colbert, he doesn't have a magic wand. It's a selfish move bringing Bell back. I wouldn't sign him. He's hogging up way too much. And I get it. If you don't have Ben or if you don't have AB, then you need somebody like that. But they have AB, they have Ben, they have Juju, they have other weapons. You can get a guy who's good for not even half the money, even half of the money, and then somehow survive so you can get a linebacker. I'm sorry. I hope they don't come to an agreement.
Well, there are other moves that they're going to make, and that does create some dead
cap. Well, if you have
money
to get rid of someone like Ramon Foster, you know what I'm saying? If they decide to do, there's 3 point something, but we just signed back. Mm-hmm. That's not worth it to me. You can't be making those type of moves.
No, we're not here, though. That's what I'm saying. I think that the Steelers are here. This is it. This is what it's going to be. Young guy, plug and play, go. You better play it inside linebacker, and you better be good.
Well, there's a savings involved. Like I said, there's going to be some dead cap money. I'm not sure how much it would be, but with Mike Mitchell, for example, you let him go, and then that
frees up five, I think.
No, the money, the issue that is the tough issue
and
the
Shazier
is the Shazier issue.
Of course. Yep. Totally agree.
That's the issue that is the real issue, but it's very delicate because the way he was injured, because of his current state, and because of what's going on where the player and the team isn't necessarily at odds, but what is the true future of Ryan Shazier, I think, is a disconnect between the organization and the player.
Well, you can't take away the dream of him being able to return to play football.
And you can't tell him he's not, because I don't know the situation. I'm not close enough, but I think that's his carrot. That's sitting there in front. That's his goal. He wakes up every day, trains, does his regimen, does his thing, hopefully to do that one day.
Well, that would be a miracle if that happens. And
Well, he believes in this, by the way.
Yeah.
He comes from a
religious family. Mm-hmm. And that's great. It really is. But practically speaking, it creates a tough situation for everybody. So I don't know who else you can cut other than Mitchell. And then you can, what is it, Kevin Colbert always says, kick the can down the road by extending and or renegotiating Ben.
And Heath Miller.
You can do that. Yeah, Heath is probably he's probably still some of that dead money on
Speaking
the books.
Speaking of, Lance McDonald's at four something.
Uh-huh.
Well, maybe you could do that with him. That'd be a guy that you don't think of off the top of your head. I think cash-wise, the Steelers have plenty of money, but cap-wise, they do not.
They are in – it looks like they're in a bind, and you're trying to rework this money, and you're looking at this big – it looks like a Ouija board mixed with a backgammon board. It's like this big – but for me, it's become simple. You go and you re-sign Bell, or you franchise tag Bell, and then you say, see you later, all these other guys who I just mentioned. There's your money. You make it work, and then you better get it right with a young inside linebacker. That and there's only really two people in this equation: the guy you draft and Le'Veon Bell. All those other guys hit the bricks.
And also, I'll tell you another one that throws it on Ben. Okay, mm-hmm. Now you better give us 30 a game. Because, you know, the defensively, who knows what it's going to be.
And
if it
he
helps
just
out,
pushed
wonderful.
That guy out of here to Cleveland. Yeah. Like him, hate him, whatever, indifferent.
Still on your watch, still looks as if you're the one behind it. A lot of stuff going on.
Keith Butler has a pretty big task, and the thing about it is he can't fail. Nobody's going to want to hear, I had to play a rookie, I had a young defense, the inside linebacker. Nobody's going to want to hear that. They're just going to want to say, did the Steelers stop people on Sundays? Was that linebacker good enough? Because you know what you heard for years? And here's where being a coach, you really can't win. For years you heard with Dick LeBeau, why isn't he playing some of these younger guys? Why can't these guys get into games? And now it's going to be you're forced to play younger guys. Oh, man, is he experienced enough? Man, you can't find a veteran. Oh, this guy's making too many mistakes. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't with a rookie. And now
and fair or unfair, if the head coach of the team's a defensive guy.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be really, really intriguing.
It will be.
I think they're going to try to – and it's interesting that both Rooney and Colbert both said publicly that the defense needed to get better. Like, that was the part, too, that throws all of this.
The defense has to get better, but we're not going to invest in it.
Right.
Because we can't. We're going to draft for it. Well, then that's on your watch, then, Kevin
Colbert. Then you better draft the right guys.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.